They tell a rather humorous story of a man who's on his deathbed, and they're saying about how great he is and all his wonderful character traits. And as he's dying, his last words are, "Don't forget to tell everybody how humble I am." So, what is really true humility all about? There's a famous letter of the Igeres HaRamban, where he writes to his son. It's a letter that should be reviewed constantly, and he discusses the greatness of being an anav, this mita of humility, of having anava. And with that, let's talk a little bit about how it relates to this week's Parsha and other places in the Torah we find this trait of humility. So we'll begin with Parsha Shemini, when the inauguration is happening in Perek Tes in Sefer Vayikra. Vayomer Moshe el Aaron. Moshe says to Aaron, Krav el hamizbeach. I want you to come close to the mizbeach. So Rashi HaKadosh tells us, Shahaya Aaron Bosh. He was embarrassed. V'yar l'geshes. He was afraid to come close to the mizbeach. So Amalo Moshe. Moshe tells Aaron, Lama ata Bosh. What are you so nervous about? Why are you embarrassed? Why are you afraid? Likach nivcharta. For this is what you were selected. You were chosen. You were picked by Hashem to do the avoda. So therefore, come close. So that's the straightforward reading of the Rashi. The Svarim HaKadoshim, and I believe the idea is traced back to the Arizal, learns a little bit different taich in how to explain the Rashi. When Moshe is telling to Aaron, don't be afraid, it says, Lekach nivcharta, you were chosen for this. The implication is no. The reason why you were chosen for this is because you had this mida of busha, because you are an anav, because you have this sense of humility, Aaron. That's why specifically HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you to do this. Therefore, come close. So that's the idea of being an anav. There's a beautiful pshat that they bring from the Chidor. They talks about the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo. And it says that Rabbi Yosef Karo, who we know wrote the Shulchan Aruch, who we follow his psakim, that became the accepted guide in halacha for the Klal Yisrael. So it says that really he was not the greatest Talmud Chacham of his generation, but because Rabbi Yosef Karo was the biggest anav of his generation, that's why the halacha was established based upon him. This midah of humility. Now again, this doesn't mean that since this person's anav, we're going to follow them, but because he was the Talmud Chacham and he had this midah of humility, therefore that's why it was picked. Because a humble person means you can hear other people's perspectives, and you can still say your own shita, but you have a sense of healthy dose of a reality check. It's not my way or the highway. And there's a Medrash Rabban Vayikra explains the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. It quotes several examples throughout the life of Moshe and his trait of humility. It says like this. Matzanu oid migadol nusach shel Moshe shehaya shlucho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach, the emissary of Hashem. V'chol pam besiumo shlichuso. And every time he finished his shlichus, amalo min hatzad. He stood on the side. I'm doing what I have to do, but I'm going to go out of the way. Listen what the Medrash says. Atam oitzi b'shash nigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe mitoch hasneh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in Parsha Shmos to Moshe Rabbeinu with the sneh, Hayimastir Moshe ponav mimenu. Hashem hid his face, right? The puzzle says, Vayaster Moshe miponav. Moshe hid. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata lecha ve'esh lechacha el paro. I'm going to send you to paro. Omer lo Rabbi Elozer. That's what it means. Soif tevusa. At the end of the word says, lecha. That's why it added an extra hey. It's spelled lamed chaf hey. It sounds like the word lecha, but it's saying this is going to be for you. Well, what's the purpose of this? Lomer she'im ein ata golem. If you don't redeem them, ein acher golem. No one else is going to do that. So that's one example of Moshe Rabbeinu's humility. Beyam, right? At the Kriyas Yamsuf, Amalo is Moshe min hatzad. I'm sorry, Omod. Amalo Moshe min hatzad. Moshe did what he had to and then stood by the side. Amalo Kosh Baruch Hu, va'ata horim es matcho, unatei es yodcho, right? Lift up your staff in your hand. Lomer she'im iata boiko, ein acher boiko. If you don't split the Yam Suf, no one else is going to do it. B'Sinai, at Har Sinai, in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Mishpatim, Omelo min Hatzad. Moshe, again, is this idea of standing to the side. Omelo Kodesh Baruch Hu, Alei El Hashem Ata. You should come up. Loma she'im ein ata oile ein achir ole. If you don't come up and do this, no one else will do this. But ohel moed amalim and hatzad. Right, he stood on the side. Amalah Kodesh Baruch Hu, ad masayata mashpil atmecha. How long are you going to lower yourself? Ein Hashem etzapa elecha. You're the only one who can do this. Tein lechashul kain shemikulam lokora hadibra elam Moshe vayikra el Moshe. So we see this idea of Moshe's anivus, that he's willing to stand by the side, and a person who does not have a sense of humility, they always have to be in control. They always have to be in the spotlight. But a humble person realizes it's not about me. I'm just a shliach. I'm just a person who has a mission, but it doesn't matter about me getting any publicity or fame for it. It's just the job needs to be done. Right? The Jewish people need to be redeemed. The Yam Suf needs to split. The Torah needs to be given. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as soon as he does that, he stands on the side. And I think that's a beautiful lesson to focus on as we try to improve in our midos, to realize that at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.